Our gospel tonight is from Matthew chapter 1, beginning with verse 18 on page 783. Now the birth of Jesus took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. This is the gospel of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Have a seat, please. Well, Merry Christmas, and what a beautiful night this is to just celebrate Jesus' birth. But one of the most profound human experiences is giving birth, having a baby, isn't it? A baby comes into this world, and we never know what they're exactly going to look like because they're going to take attributes from the mother and the father, and then they appear. And it's this amazing, amazing miracle. Oh, she has daddy's nose. Oh, she has mommy's ears. Oh, there's grandpa's feet or grandma's chin. All those things come together. When I was born, my dad wasn't able to be in the delivery room. That wasn't allowed back then where they had their babies anyway. And the first time he met me was 2 days later when I was brought to him in the car before they drove home. He got to hold me for the first time. Now, when we had our children, things had changed. And I was there to hold Chris's hand and have her dig her fingernails into my hand. But it was an amazing, miraculous experience to hear the first cry of our sons and to marvel at the miracle and the wonder of this person who had just entered the room. Natural thing to do is to place the newborn on their mother's chest so that they can stay close and warm. Reflect on that experience of being there as giving birth. I could sum it up in two words, and those two words are, hello, love. Hello, love. My love for Chris deepened so much at that moment as she gave birth to all our first and then second and third son. And I realized that something started to change in me. Love had found me as I realized I have love in my heart that I didn't even know was there for this little baby that I was just meeting. Hello, love. Love is a deeply experiential thing. I'm wondering, would you even know what love is if you had not been loved? The Bible said in the scripture reading tonight that God is love, and we know love because God showed his love to us through Jesus. If you're here with someone you love tonight, just gently reach over and squeeze their hand and give thanks to God that you have such love in your life. You're blessed to know love because you've experienced it person to person. This evening is the culmination of the greatest love story ever. The story that God loves you. And he's saying to you, hello, love. You're my precious son and my daughter. As the Gospel of John says it so well, that God loved the world so much that he gave his only son, that whoever would believe in him would not perish, but have eternal life. Hello, love, is God reaching out to you with his son, with the gift of this Christ child being born? It's the message the angels gave to the shepherds on that night. Don't be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy for all people, that in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. This is the Messiah, the Lord. Hello, love is God reaching out to you, and hello, love is you responding to God because he is worthy of our love. It's like the hymn we're going to sing later, O Little Town of Bethlehem, where it says, where meek souls will receive him still, our dear Christ enters in. Hello, love is opening our hearts to God and receiving him in faith. So hello, love is God reaching out to you, and hello, love is you responding to God. That God's Son is born tonight. We worship him. And we heard tonight in the scriptures that he is to be called Emmanuel, God with us. Emmanuel. What a perfect name for our Savior. God with us. There are many great men, women in the Bible who even proclaim the news of Messiah's coming, but none of them were worthy of the title Emmanuel, God with us. Jesus is the one that name was reserved for him, and he is the one that fulfilled it. For men and women, he lives up to the name. God is with us. God is with us. He's with us in everything. He's with us in our highs and our lows, our hard times, our good times. He is with us. The band King and Country wrote a song called God is with us. And these are the lyrics of the first verse. Dare to imagine, dare to believe in a true love that gave us a brand new beginning. No room for a king, no celebration, no ceremony. In a little town, nobody would think, this is the story of your coming glory. Can you hear the prayers that people prayed? Can you hear the skies begin to break? When heaven and earth were face to face, how the world was changed. Oh, how the world was changed, for God is with us. Emmanuel, it's just flows off our tongues so easily, but what it means changes us forever. Hello, love. God is reaching out to you, and you responding to God. That's the message of Christmas. This night tells us so much about God. If God's a person, we believe he is, we would expect that he would make himself known. He wouldn't just stay hidden and a mystery, but he would make himself known. And if he is indeed love, he would keep nothing from his children. The incarnation, that's God becoming a man, becomes a necessity. Because God took the way, the only way, the best way, the way that he would reveal his love to us by being a human being. And then through the life of Jesus, he spoke to us through human lips. And he entered our life experience and experienced temptations. He carried our sorrows, Scripture says. He bore our sins on the cross that we might know the length of his love for us. And he would go to the cross for our redemption. Emmanuel, unto us a Savior is born. Love came to us, and love still abides because he says, I am with you always, to the very end of the world. Hello, love. Oh, I forgot to tell the camera person. I'm moving over to the piano right now. Okay. So they can follow me. There was a mother who wanted to, she was a piano teacher, wonderful mother, and wanted her son to learn how to play the piano, and was very frustrated because he would never practice and he despised the lessons. Maybe some of you can relate to piano lessons in that way. But she finally kind of gave up, but she said, okay, here's the deal. Learn the C scale, ascending and descending. Oh, okay. Lesson over. And then he said to her, or she said to him, And remember that the greatest thing you ever need to know, the most important lesson you'll ever learn, is found in the C descending scale. And he thought about it for a minute, and then he didn't think about it anymore. He went out to play football and do all the things that boys want to do. But tragically, 10 years later, his mother became ill and died suddenly. And so he's left reflecting on the things his mother taught him. And he thought, the descending scale of C, that's supposed to teach me the greatest message of the worlds. That doesn't make much sense. He thought about it some more. And then he started to play different rhythms. Joy to the world. That's what she was trying to tell him. Joy to the world is the message that she wanted him to know, the most important news that he would ever, most important lesson he would ever learn. Isaac Watts wrote the hymn, Joy to the World. And surprisingly enough, he didn't intend it to be a Christmas song. It's actually doesn't have anything to do about Christmas. If you look at it and read the lyrics, there's no angels, there's no shepherds, there's no Bethlehem. There's nothing in it that talks about Christmas. Joy to the World is about Jesus coming again, his second coming. And Isaac Watts used Psalm 98 to express the truth of the joy that will come when the Messiah returns to earth. Joy to the world, the Lord is come, let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, let heaven and nature sing. Joy to the earth, the Savior reigns. Let men their songs employ, while fields and floods, rocks, hills, and plains repeat the sounding joy. Even all creation will be singing of the joy of the Lord coming, as we talked about the animals even rejoicing in the manger where Jesus was born. And then there's verse 3. Kind of is a puzzle, because it isn't found in Psalm 98. And I never really thought about this verse until this Christmas when I was singing it and thinking about where I live in Arizona, where there are a lot of thorns. It says, "No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground. He comes to make his blessings flow far as the curse is found." The curse is a reference to Genesis 3:17, when God, after Adam and Eve eat the apple in the garden, and God gives them the result of that, they say, "You shall not eat of it. Cursed is the ground because of you. In pain you shall eat of it all the days of your life. Thorns and thistles will bring forth to you, and you shall eat the plants of the earth." Thorns, thistles. That really is a good description of life on this planet. In many ways. Until I moved to Arizona, I didn't ever think about it. But have you ever tried to trim an agave? Anybody? I mean, they look really beautiful. But try to cut off those branches. They are very sharp. They will impale you if you're not careful. I have this beautiful tree growing in my front yard. I'm not even sure the variety. But I went to kind of trim some of the branches, and they are surrounded by thorns. Every branch. Ouch! And then I have my grandkids learning to walk here in Arizona. And you have to be careful, because if they're walking along in the dirt and they trip, they fall, and they get all these thorns all over their hands. If you play catch with a football in Arizona, a Nerf ball, and it bounces into the trees, you're going to bring it out and there's going to be thorns all over it. Thorns. It adequately does represent life on the earth in so many ways. We know there's beauty all around us. We see it every day. But there's also pain. And when Jesus comes, he says, "No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns infest the ground." It's over when he comes. He comes to make his blessings flow, far as the curse is found. It's gone. Now, The miracle of Jesus being born is that you don't have to wait for a second coming to experience this. Actually, you don't have to wait at all. Because the message of Christmas is, hello, love. I'm giving you my son. Receive him. Believe in him. And then you will experience what that verse says. Sorrow, sins will no longer grow. Thorns will not infest the ground. The moment we believe in Christ is a moment that we are changed. And Christ asks and is born tonight to say to you, God says, I love you with the most awesome love, a love that had me send my son into the world for you to die in your place so that you would never, so that he, God, would never be apart from us. Hello, love. Hello, love is God reaching out to you and you responding to God. Friends, that's the message of Christmas. Would you pray with me? Jesus, thank you for that most incredible message. And we could ponder on it and think about it for many, many, many years and even a lifetime to see how amazing it is that you, the God of heaven and earth, will become a human being just to help us wake up and see you and meet you and know you. Lord, we're so grateful that you rule the world, you rule the nations, and Lord, that we can be caught up in the wonders of your love, the wonders of your love. Lord, speak to us tonight and give to us again that grace to believe that you are the King of heaven and earth, and that we would allow our loving heart, your love to impact and instill in us the message of hello. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.